Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for March 1st, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, we have a couple comparisons between the newly launched Samsung Galaxy S9 and its nemesis from Mountain View. Since its debut last year, Google's Pixel 2 has topped the DxO Mark camera benchmark, but it's been unseated today by the Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus with an overall score of 99, just 1 point above the Pixel 2's 98. DxO Mark scores aren't the be-all end-all of photographic compatibility tests, but they do provide a decent guide as to what you should expect. Also today, we reported on a series of benchmark tests performed by Anontech on the Samsung Galaxy S9. The site described its tests of the new Exynos 9810 chip as, quote, awkward, noting that the S9 and S9 Plus delivered worse performance than last year's Galaxy S8 in every single test. And as a bonus, it was beaten by competitors, including the Google Pixel 2 XL. It's unclear why exactly this is, but Samsung says it might be a firmware issue. Next up, a report today confirmed that an LG G7 prototype that leaked yesterday is indeed the Korean company's forthcoming flagship refresh. The device, codenamed Neo, sports an iPhone-like notch, dual cameras, and will reportedly launch with an OLED display. Interestingly, the report from VentureBeat also mentions that LG is set to launch its latest Android Wear entrance at some point in the near future, following up on its LG Watch Style and Sport from last year. Finally, following its IPO filing last week, Dropbox has announced a new partnership with Google Cloud to integrate G Suite with its platform. The company says that users will be able to create, open, edit, save, and share Google Docs from Dropbox, and that Dropbox business admins will be able to manage these documents. Dropbox also says that we should expect to see new integrations for Gmail and Google Hangouts Chat, the latter of which Google just announced public availability for yesterday. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Cast, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.